Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Fighting continues in the Libyan capital of Tripoli, although the Prime Minister of Britain, David Cameron, says Gaddafi's regime is now falling apart and in full retreat. Joining us now to talk about the developments in Libya, Ibrahim Sharkia, director of the Brookings Doha Center, who's been following events from Qatar. Ibrahim, are you surprised as we are at the swiftness of the supposed turning of the tide in Libya?
It's not very surprising, indeed, because this has been expected, and actually it's way overdue because this should have happened a long time ago. However, given the circumstances and the developments on the ground and how it has been handled in the past month or so, so yes, there was expected to take some more time, but this time, it came a bit surprising for everyone. Why now and why this fast? The good news is that it happened, and now that the rebels are in Tripoli, and things are changing on the ground now.
Well, it appears, Ibrahim, that at this point, it's just kind of wiping up what's left of the Gaddafi regime, and we have no idea where Gaddafi may be, although his sons have been taken into custody. Do you see that they'll be tried by, do you think they'll be tried by the International Criminal Court, or will the rebels want to hold on and try them in Libya?
That is a good point, a good question, because Campo from the ICC just announced that, confirmed that Saif al-Islam is in custody, which in the way I understand this, that Campo is, and the ICC is going to have a role in this. But at this point, there are no official statements whether they're going to be in the, tried in the International Criminal Court or in Libya. But this is remains to be seen, and the way I see it, I think there is going to be a role, a very important role for the Libyan Transitional Council, whether it happens inside or outside Libya.
Well, we're speaking with Ibrahim Sharkia, director of the Brookings Doha Center in Qatar. And Ibrahim, let's talk for a little bit about the challenges that now face the Libyan Transitional Council here. Is there the kind of structured government set up as there was in Egypt, where they can kind of move in and take control of the power there, or are they going to have to start from scratch?
The answer is that they have to start almost from scratch. The challenge ahead of the Libyan rebels and the Transition Council are enormous. Especially that this new, what I call it, a new battle for Libya is the battle of development, a battle of reconstruction, and creating the structures and creating a state. The rebels, Libyan rebels and the Transition Council, they have no experience in this. They all new into this. Rebels, they have received only training, military training for the past 6 months. Governance and reconstruction and development requires a whole different set of skills and experience. The Libyans, they don't have that yet, especially that we're talking about an era of al-Qaddafi that lasted for 42 years. That created or allowed nothing to exist but the regime itself. So there hasn't been civil society or political parties or non-governmental organizations. So the Libyans, they literally have to start from scratch, and they haven't had the experience so far, and the training has been mainly on military to defeat al-Qaddafi. Now they defeated al-Qaddafi. Now the next challenge starts.
Well, Ibrahim, given all of that, and that's a daunting sort of testimony of the challenges for civic life in Libya that are ahead, do you believe that Mahmoud Jalil, the head of the Libyan National Transitional Council, is now leading the country? And I read that NATO conducted more than 7,500 airstrikes against the city, so that's a serious rebuilding effort there. And is this a matter of Gaddafi's forces simply were no match for the emotion of the rebels?
Mahmoud Abdel Jalil and Mustafa Abdel Jalil, actually, they are now in power and with the Transitional Council and the head of the Libyan rebels. They are required now to show a different kind of governance and a different kind of control in the country. The NATO has had a decisive role in this, and that the reconstruction is going to be massive. But the good news also that Libya is able to you know, to do good for itself and to finance itself, so it's a rich country. And it will be able to, on the resources side, in my opinion, that is going to deal with this, is going to manage this, so it won't be an issue. But the issue is that who is going to be in control now after Gaddafi is gone? Is it going to be the NATO or is it going to be the Libyans? If this tends to be that the Libyan is, the NATO is leading the country, this is going to have serious implications for the future of the country, because this will raise many questions now on whether this is they're replacing Gaddafi, a regime, with an external power that's managing the country, or the Libyans themselves are going to manage the country. So this is a big question that is going to be raised in soon, and the Libyans will have to answer this question soon as well.
Ibrahim Sharkey is director of the Brookings Doha Center. Ibrahim, we do know, though, that David Cameron said the NATO mission will continue there in order to protect civilians as long as is needed, he said. And there's also been officials from other Western nations that says they'll probably send people in, if nothing else, to help the Libyans secure weapons that could be used, especially anti-aircraft missiles. At this point, are the Libyans going to be able to construct a government, or are they going to feel that any kind of foreign intervention is impeding their progress?
I think it's a very good question, because the role is definitely needed, and especially, again, as we said, that the Libyans, they do not have the experience. The issue is that how to strike a balance,
right.
Because both will have to work together in order to deal with the many challenges from the reconstruction and development, or the mines, or, you know, the many other issues. So is there where to strike a balance? That's going to be a challenge for both. Is that finally on the decision-making level process, I think the Libyans will have to take the lead on that in order, again, for them to show that, you know, to show that they are, you know, in power and they are controlling the country. But again, of where to strike a balance, that would be a challenge for both.
Ibrahim Sharkey, director of the Brookings Doha Center, following the events in Libya from Qatar. Ibrahim, thank you so much.